Okay, what's the name of your organization?
Baltimore Algebra Project.
And how long has that been up and running?
It's been going on since 99.
Okay, can you give us a little bit of, like, what is it about and how y'all organize?
We founded on tutoring young kids and math literacy. We basically got different committees like pedagogy where we make up different games and everything to keep it interesting so they don't, you know, fall off asleep and they basically don't find it fun anymore like they do in regular school. It's students teaching other students. So you got like a high school student teaching a middle school, elementary school student, or a well-trained middle school student teaching an elementary school student. So we're trying to just teach them up and take someone in elementary school to grow up, go through middle school, and in high school, reach back and teach somebody else math literacy and everything. It's also a branch called advocacy, and that's the branch that does a lot of the radical stuff. We fight for the lack of education in Baltimore. We block traffic. We did a camp out at, in front of City Hall. We had a die-in on the State House steps in Annapolis. It was founded by Bob Moses long, like 27 years ago in Massachusetts. So we just keeping it, you know, youth-run. We have some adult advisors like Mr. Jay's an advisor. He's a facilitator from the school system. So we keep it with the young people and... From there, we just let it keep going.
Okay, well, I'm going to get a little bit, I'll ask you a little bit and, like, get more deep into the actions that you had. But, like, another question is, how involved is the community into it? And how many schools are involved in the project?
The community, we reached out before with the extravaganza. We reached out with the community. We was having meetings at the Village Learning Place right down the street. So the community, they some of them are into it, some of them are not. Some of them can't stand it. So they think we should just stop and just get off the news and stop everything we're doing because it's not going to work. So they basically want things to just, they want to let time take its course. And we can't do that. But some people from the community are really, you know, helping us out. The schools, we have City, Poly, that's Baltimore City College High School, Polytechnical Institute in Baltimore, Mergenthaler, which is Mervo. We have Carver Vocational Technical High School, Weston High School, all girls school, and some New Era Academy in Cherry Hill. Just mostly high schools and some middle schools are in it. So yeah.
Are these schools all in the same status, or in like what is the status? Do you have like a magnet school, a public school, and a what? Explain.
Yeah, well, the magnet schools, the two magnet schools in Baltimore that are, like, get the most attention is Baltimore City College High School and Baltimore Polytechnical Institute. So that's City and Poly. That's the magnet schools, and the public schools, that's Mervo. So that's basically, we have them at all levels, basically. So,
are there different status schools in this program? Like, are there any magnet schools in it, or how many magnet schools? How many public schools? Or
we have branches at Poly. We don't have a branch at City, but we have some students from City and Poly. But we have branches at Stadium School, which is elementary, middle school. So I can't really give a number of how many, but we definitely have more levels.
Okay, well, in the actions that y'all have done, like, go into detail of the actions and what they were for.
All right, well, let me see. Let's start off with March 22nd, 07, we blocked traffic in front of the school board building on North Avenue. That was the basis to get the school board aware that the Baltimore Algebra Project needs funding. And we was doing it just for the Algebra Project at that time. Just before peer-to-peer, you know, actually came, you know, branched out. We blocked traffic to, you know, let the school system know that we shouldn't have to be asking for this money. We're a group trying to take kids out the street. We're doing something positive, so the money should already be here. After that, I believe we had October 17th, 2007, we marched. We were going to do civil disobedience, but we were marching to basically get everyone aware of what's going on with the school system. And we marched all downtown. We were supposed to block traffic, but, you know, the police had us in the corner. So we just basically, you know, we branched out and we came, got everyone together, and we, you know, separated from there. But that was basically doing the same thing. Just get awareness, let everybody know driving in their cars. We had driver's notes and everything, telling the driver, you know, everything, what was happening.
There's a funding situation with the program right now, and who's behind that?
So right now, Peer-to-Peer Enterprises has come up. We need $3 million. In order to pay all the peer-to-peer groups. The peer-to-peer enterprise is not one group. It's a coalition of all peer-to-peer or young or youth-ran groups in Baltimore City. So we're trying to take all those groups together, make it peer-to-peer enterprises, and just bring those together and take the $3 million, which will fund the groups, give them the snacks and everything they need, and pay the young people that's working there. Basically, we're trying to fight for this money because Sheila Dixon has the power. We're trying to get out the $88 million rainy day fund, which the Sheila Dixon holds and is in control of. We're trying to get just only $3 million from that, but we're struggling with that right now.
Okay, and how well have y'all gotten any progress, and like how's the results been of these actions?
Well, so far when we went to the city council hearing with the budgets, we closed after the hunger strike, we closed the budget down for like about a week. So the budget couldn't be touched for a week, which is very good. But then when it opened back up, Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark brought up an amendment to put peer-to-peer in the budget. $3 million should be funded in the budget. And it got voted down 2-13. So 2 said yes and 13 said no, even the city council president. So that's not working. But so progress is really low right now. But we're going to keep working, take this whole summer to figure out what we're going to do next.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to ask you your name and your organization.
My name is Raleigh Hayes, and I'm a youth organizer for the Baltimore Algebra Project.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about the campaigns that your organization runs and the things that you have currently done involving actions and campaigns?
The campaigns that we currently run are things like promoting peer-to-peer, which is basically, the peers tutoring other peers in a knowledge-based economy where, you go somewhere and you learn a skill or... you learn different skills that can help you get another job, marketable skills that can help you in life. Other campaigns we run are simply basically the full funding of the Baltimore City educational system.
Okay, can you talk a little about the funding situation in the Baltimore education school system?
The funding situation in Baltimore is that Baltimore is severely underfunded. We are underfunded by $1.02 billion. And we have a federal court case against the state saying that we must be paid, yet so far the governor has not been arrested for underfunding us.
Can you state the name of this governor?
Governor O'Malley.
Can you tell us who is in charge of the funding in the city and a little bit about maybe the CEOs or like the heads of the Baltimore School District?
Well, it used to be the fact that the school board at North Avenue was in charge of the funding situation for Baltimore City Schools, but with the recent underfunding because of Thornton funding cuts, which is basically a $50 million cut to Baltimore City Schools, the CEO, Dr. Andre Alonzo, decided to have the principals do the budgets for their own school based on a formula where they get money for each student. This year, we're going to undergo serious funding shortages because principals have to decide if they're going to keep teachers, after-school programs, and other things that the students partake in.
Okay, I understand that Baltimore, I think the school district, the educational system, is owed about probably $2 billion.
Yes, we're owed about $2 billion because we sued the state of Maryland, and it was preceded over by Judge Kaplan. The judge ruled in our favor saying that we must be fully funded. So the government came up with this thing called the Thornton funding, which is basically a formula deciding on, counties in Maryland or cities that need the most help, they would get the most funding. But Governor O'Malley recently changed the formula as of 2008, and now we received a $36 million cut overall, which in turn leads to a $50 million cut in the city.
Okay, has your organization done anything about this yet? Have there been any campaigns or actions yet?
On the Thornton funding, we did an action called CSI Annapolis. We did a convention in Annapolis. We talked about the Thornton funding and a whole bunch of other things, and then we did a march to State Circle, which is where the government building in Annapolis is. And then we did a die-in on the State House steps, and we were arrested for it because of that act of civil disobedience. Yet the governor did not change anything. He did not, come and talk to us or anything.
Thank you, man.